It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Monday Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting, and the high school basketball season did wrap up this weekend with the state championships determined at the State Farm Center. In Class 1A, it was Chicago Hope Academy defeating Eastland by a score of 71-38. In 2A, it was Diet defeating Altoff by a score of 52-41. 3A, a close one to DePaul over Brother Rice, 55-52. And in 4A basketball, your state champion was Bennett. They defeated Gurney Warren by a score of 55-54. They also played the third place game on Saturday, and that was Evanston defeating Rich Township by a score of 73-70 in 4A basketball. The Illinois Basketball Coaches Association did recognize their all-state teams, and that included first-team member from St. Anthony, Brock Fearday. Second-team, also from St. Anthony, included Ryan Schmidt. And third-team from the area, Lucas Westendorf, was recognized from Dietrich. So congratulations to those gentlemen on making all-state. In girls basketball, their all-state team from the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association included in 3A third-team member from Effingham, Alyssa Martin. Also, special mention, Avery Wolf of Effingham. So congratulations to them. In 2A, second-team member from the area, Cameron Martin of Newton. Third-team, Chloe Prupst of Totopolis. And special mention in 2A to Anna Prupst of Totopolis. In 1A, lots of recognition there. First-team member from St. Anthony, junior Nancy Ruhall. Second-team member, Diana Hazlett of Brownstown St. Elmo. Third-team included Bryn Richards of Neoga and Addison Rios of St. Anthony. And special mention this year to Addie Nuxall of St. Anthony and Macy Rodman of CHBC on the girls' side of the IBC All-State teams. Congratulations to all of those individuals. Central Illinois High Performance Classic took place in high school track at Illinois College Kings Fieldhouse, and we'll go through the highlights of those who finished in the top 10, and that included in the 60 meter dash from Cumberland, Reed Carlin. And the girls' side of things, Liv Haney of St. Anthony finished 7th overall. In the girls' side, on the 200 meter, Liv Haney also finished 7th there from St. Anthony. And in the 800 meters in the girls' side, it was St. Anthony's Aubrey Denning picking up first place, also set a meet record with her time. And also from in the 1600 meter, Denning won that event as well and set a new meet and personal record. So congratulations to her on claiming the 800 and 1600 wins. 400 meter boys saw Jacob Johnson of Altamont finish in 10th place overall. In the 60 meter hurdles, it Liv Haney again finished in with a time. Well, I apologize. She came in with a time of 10:42 as that. Well, they don't have a placing for him in that one, but it should have been 5th place overall. So congratulations to Liv there. In the 4x200 relay on the girls' side of things, the team from Cumberland finished 7th overall. Brielle Aaron, Sadie Conler, Kaylin Leach, and Hannah Shoemaker. In the 60-meter hurdles on the boys' side, it was Logan Gerhardt of Cumberland finishing 4th overall. In the 4x200 relay, it was Altamont's team of Hayden Bridges, Jacob Johnson, Trent Tedrick, and Jacob Vitato finishing 6th, while Cumberland's team of Logan Gerhardt, Landon Finn, Cale McMahon, and Reed Carlin finished 7th overall. In the high jump varsity, it was Keely Fleehardy of Altamont who came home in 3rd place overall. In the 4x800 relay for boys, it was a 5th place finish for Altamont's Landon Parker, Juan Folk, Wyatt Wolf, and Hudson Short. In the high jump from Altamont on the boys' side, it was Hayden Bridges finishing 3rd overall. And in the pole vault, it was Altamont's Jacob Vigito who came home in 2nd place. So congratulations to all those individuals in the track competition there, as they did not keep team scores, is our understanding, at the Illinois College Central Illinois High Performance Classic at Illinois College. Taking a look at junior high volleyball results from the weekend, it was Louisville North Clay winning their semifinal matchup Friday night over Seneca 25-19, 25-18. That was actually a quarterfinal matchup. In the semifinals Saturday, they lost to Morrisonville 25-18, 27-25, but did turn around to win third place in the state for 7th grade girls volleyball in 2A. North Clay defeated Springfield Christian 25-16, 25-20. By the way, Morrisonville did defeat Carthage in the championship 25-15, 25-9. So the only loss on the season for North Clay's 7th grade girls volleyball team was to the eventual state champion. Taking a look at the schedule for today in junior high volleyball, it's sectional championship action tonight. 8-1A Sigel St. Michael sectional has Newton St. Thomas squaring off against St. Michael. At the 8-2A Casey Westfield sectional, North Clay battles Champaign St. Matthew. And in the 8-3A Totopolis sectional, it's Jasper County taking on Sullivan. All of those matches get underway at 6:30 tonight. On the national sports scene, I should say, and NASCAR racing heard this weekend on KJ Country 102.3 at Las Vegas, it was Josh Berry claiming a popular win for the Wood Brothers as he brought the number 21 Wood Brothers car home in first place. Daniel Suarez was second, Ryan Preece third, William Byron fourth, and Ross Chastain rounded out the top five. In the Xfinity Series race on Saturday, defending Xfinity Series champion Justin Allgaier got his first win of the season for Junior Motorsports, followed by Eric Almirola, then Jesse Love, Austin Hill, and Sam Mayer rounded out the top five there. In hockey action, it was St. Louis all over Anaheim yesterday. Final score there, the Blues 7 and the Ducks 2 there. In NBA action today, we have Indiana taking on Minnesota at 7 tonight. Chicago will be at Utah at 8. Major League Baseball yesterday, Miami defeated St. Louis 11-5 in spring training action. St. Louis will take on Washington at 12-5 today. Cubs, they see their first action in a while in a regular season game. It counts for the standings in Japan. That game will get underway about 5 o'clock Tuesday morning. So be up and early for that one. And just a reminder that the selection committee put together the NCAA tournament bracket, and Illinois overall was a 6th seed. They await the winner of the Texas Xavier matchup between two 11 seeds, and Illinois will be in action at Milwaukee at 8:45 on Friday night in NCAA play. That has been a check of sports on this Monday. I'm trying to get the week over. It's a Monday. Have a great day. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.